Second workshop is designed to take us from the idea of exploring home and well-being, if you like, and challenging our understandings of housing by looking at what we mean by well-being, what we mean by home. The second one's looking at the home within the wider neighbourhood, because what was quite clear from the first session is that it's not just the internal aspects of home that we need to consider in terms of well-being, it's also where that home's located within that neighbourhood. So we want to explore that area today in the morning. In the afternoon, what we're hoping to do is then starting to make the bridge between what we are teasing out in terms of home, neighbourhood and well-being, and it's the relationships of well-being, and then try and tie it into some of the government's strategic framework, which is around the high-level objectives, such as greener, smarter, safer. And what we want to see then is if people can make a connection between what the government's objectives are in terms of its strategic ambitions and what we're actually beginning to look at in terms of home and well-being. Because the basic thesis underlying this is that home has got a much better connection to a whole number of these well-being measures than the notion of housing. And if we just focus on housing, we only really see it within an economic construct, whereas the minute we start looking at it in terms of home, we see how it fits into that broader range of well-being measures. The next workshop will be probably in September, and what we want to then try and do is we will change the structure by bringing in some other examples of where these well-being measures have been used from different countries, and then see how they have engaged with that, and keep the same team of people here so that they can take their ideas that they've developed and then see how they tie into these other measures, such as the Canadian measure or some of the American measures that have been looked at. We also see it developing in Australia. It seems perhaps slightly ironic that it seems to be a sort of Commonwealth arrangement that's coming through, but we'll see at the next session. Following that, we have to tie in with the other five projects on this wellbeing programme run by the Insight Institute, and from that, hopefully feed into this government review of how they get wellbeing measures.